The task force of county officials, business leaders, and other citizens are considering a regional transit sales tax to fund a light rail system that would link to a proposed high-speed rail terminus in Tampa. Pinellas County Commission Chair Karen Seal said a tax, if adopted towards a county referendum or legislative vote, would have to mainly fund projects like light rail and improved bus connectivity.
With the transit sales tax, you can't allocate more than, I mean, you can do 100% transit, but you can't do more than 25% on roads, et cetera. So 75% has to be on transit, 25% can be on other modalities, if you so choose.
Most members favored applying 88% of revenues from a potential tax to transit projects, with the other 12% being divided up between improving roads, sidewalks, and trails. Kathy Harrelson, Conservation and Coastal Task Force Chair of the Suncoast Sierra Club, added that investing in an improved bus system to shuttle people around between high-speed and light rail is fundamental to selling the rail system to the public and its overall success.
The bus routes being showcased and being an equal priority really would be, and this is the bus rapid transit, really making it work for all parts of the county, but I think we did showcase that was equally important to the rail as far as, you know, selling it to the public.
Though the regional transit sales tax appeared to be the group consensus, other revenue options were discussed, including selling naming rights to transit stations and a possible 5-cent gas tax. Mark Carlson is Senior Vice President of Investments at Merrill Lynch.
It's not only a tax, it's a revenue source, but it's also a psychological process. The other one, if you tax them driving, and over time, well, first of all, there's no impact on their usage.
Sure.
I'm just all about getting all the sources. We're one of the few counties that hasn't done
maxed out.
So we need to max out.
The group will make its final recommendations next month. Seal said the group will decide on what revenue option to pursue and if they should hold off on any possible tax until the economy improves.
Next steps is our final meeting December the 13th, and at that point I think we will tackle if you want to pursue the regional sales tax or if you want to look at a referendum for Pinellas County only as the initial step in looking at a sales tax. Then we'll either sunset for a time period, as we previously talked about, if we don't think the time is right in this economy to discuss any potential taxes, and then perhaps come back a year from now and have further discussions at that point. But that will be the will of you all as a group at the next meeting.
Besides the slumping economy, the political situation in Florida has drastically changed. Nearly 60% of Hillsborough voters rejected a 1% sales tax to fund light rail. Tea Party favorite Rick Scott, whose stance on high-speed rail has been tepid at best, was elected governor. And new chair of the U.S. House Transportation Committee, John Mica, has suggested scaling back the high-speed project to just Orlando and nearby attractions. Reporting from St. Petersburg, this is Matthew Simitala for WMNF News.